You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 63. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning. Good morning.
I'm trying to get my voice as gravelly as I can.
Hang on, I've got fatigue. I'm flying. We're heading to Undasta, or better known as, what did you say? Mufasa?
Mushan. Here, I give you Path of Frost. It's Mushan.
I'm calling you Mufasa.
Mufasa? That's racist.
No, it's Lion King. I don't know where that Lion King came from, but anyway.
I call everything racist.
Whatever. No, you were calling them all whatever you were calling.
Mushan.
But anyway.
Up.
Oh, he's up! Yeah. He's up!
It's like the people right. that were fighting them last week are not here this week, so that's good.
I know.
So how are you doing this evening?
Yeah, you know what? I just have to say, this time next week, I'll be on holidays.
Oh.
So I've got a week to go, which is exciting, but technically I've got 4 working days to go because I've got to go to a funeral on Monday. So my uncle passed away, which was very sad.
Sorry.
But oh, I got a cloth waist. The nasty, dreaded, C word. Which is what's happened. But on the positive note, and I completely forgot it today until just now, actually, is it's officially my 9-year remission. Actually, today this was the day that I got the news that I was in remission after everything that I'd gone through.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah.
9 years?
Yeah. Yeah, 9? Yeah, it's crazy. And only in March when I actually had to go and see, my oncologist and everything was when he said, don't have to come back at the moment. Just everything will get monitored by my GP, which is really good news because I'd been going to the hospital, if not every 12 months, every 6 months for the last 9 years. Yeah. So that's really good news. And, F cancer, as we say, which is a horrible, horrible thing. But, I've been very, very lucky. So that's on the positive and the positive and the negative sides of it. But other than that, the family is going well. We're all assembling over the weekend to, because it's my dad's brother, so his younger brother, and my brother's coming down from Mackay with his wife, and we're gonna head down and be with them on Monday. So for the funeral and for the wake. So that'll be a big day. But then I've got 3 days of work and then I'm on holidays. So which will be lovely.
You'll be able to book a ticket to the World of Warcraft.
Yeah, well there will be some of that. There's things that I need to do, which
and there
is
will be some Twitch streaming.
There will be Stone teaching later how to play with streaming stuff and understanding that and cleaning out the shed. So there's been stuff that's been sitting in the shed for 10 years that I've not touched since I moved home.
Lots of cobwebs in that shed.
No, they're all in boxes. I've just got when I moved back home, it was Like everything's in boxes, so I'm gonna.
A lot of, so do you have a lot of? So I would assume that you haven't had a lot of tools put in your shed yet. No.
Oh no! Trust me, Dad's got. It's Dad's shed, so he's got. I'll try. Look, when I get into the shed, let me take a photo of the tools, and like seriously. My dad has got more tools than I swear. Like, he's just got everything. It amazes me sometimes. So, yeah. So, so that's what I'm going to be doing and having a bit of a wowcation, which will be nice. And, coffee. Funny about that.
Coffee. Speaking of coffee. I bought you a four pack of coffee crisp.
I like them.
You need to take your time with them. We just need to find a box because all of our boxes are gone now. So the only box that we have left is Bob's box, and that's kind of shallow. So he doesn't, that can't really hold the chips or the Tim Hortons coffee grinds or the coffee crisp chocolate bars.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's exciting. Very exciting. So.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's what coming soon. Do.
Okay. Cool.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, what about you? What are you been up to? Chilling.
Sort of. Carrie's now got the plague, so
oh no,
she hasn't been doing work, and Nalak is up
come on,
the kids are just being kids because it's summer it's summer break for kids, so we have another month and a week or so because they're back on the first Tuesday of September, so
okay.
Yay, I can't wait.
So the boys aren't sick. Like the boys are okay now.
My one son was sick. And he had pneumonia. And he's all good now. But now my wife is sick. Don't know. We don't think it's the same thing. It's just things and stuff. I think she just got it from work or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but we'll eventually deal with it. And she's actually taken time off, which is how I know that she actually is sick.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Yeah. So she's actually been home because usually she works still. Carrie's like, I don't care if I'm sick, I'm gonna go into work, and I'm like, yeah, but you're gonna get everybody else sick and then you won't be able to get rest to make yourself feel better, so it's just gonna take longer, take the time off. And this time
it's good if she's able to do that. I wish I could. I can't because obviously my body's crap. Its immune is still crap. But I when I get sick, I go down like a ton of bricks. So the body, there's no, yeah. So I mean, she must be sick then. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah,
that
yeah. So I don't know. Besides that, just keeping on. So have you heard about what's been happening in the World of Warcraft while I've mashed my buttons?
Okay, you mashed your buttons, and I have no idea.
Oh. Okay.
Should I? Have I? What I have know. I missed? What was it?
Well, let me scroll up. Ella Firewing 3 is open now.
I still haven't done one or two, so.
Whatever. I think I've done Ella Firewing 1. And it was like the first week it came out and people were just being stupid. So, and it's like, well, I don't know. I just kind of remember folks being like, hey, look at what I got.
What you got? What you got?
Look at what I'm on.
Oh.
I'm on my love rocket. It does exist. It does exist.
I'll wait here.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know what's going to happen. Yep. You know, everyone. It's like,
what's happened to me many times. So.
Helga. Yeah, but like, I can't dance. That was the whole thing with stupid Max.
Really advanced, though.
Can't dance. So I'll just stand here and look this pretty. Is
just avoiding these things.
So LFR, wing 3's open. All right, so what have we got? We've got, so is there only two bosses in it? Maiden of Vigilance?
Yeah.
Vigilance. But it's so hard. Yep.
And Fallen Avatar.
And, okay. And so, you've obviously killed those in normal. Normal.
And then in 2 weeks' time from now, I think it's 2 weeks, they will be doing Wing 4, which is only going to be the crappy trash before kill Jay Hayden and then him. Because there is like a ton of trash there. So.
Oh, did you do the dance, the auction house dance party thing?
I did not. I totally did not remember. Yeah, I did not remember about it. And then when it was showtime for our other show, I thought it was open it said it was open until July 25th. So I'm like, oh, okay, so I've got some time. And when I went to go look, I got them confused, and it was showing that the weekly PvP thing was only up until the 25th. So I didn't get to do it because I was a goober. So yeah, okay, so it should be good to ride now.
Oh, okay, hang on, I'm looking at show notes. All right.
That's okay.
Coming.
So yeah, okay. so that was up, but there is a speaking of PvP, because I got it confused with that, there's a new PvP Arathi Blizzard. So basically it's Arathi Basin, except there's a blizzard. And most of the waterways are frozen. There are some parts that are not, though, still. And everything is shrouded in a fog of war. So basically, you're only able to see what's in front of you 20 yards. So you can't even see flags. You can't even click on flags and stuff. I kind of want to try it because it sounds really neat. Like just once. Right?
It does, yeah. Absolutely.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. And
how long does that run for?
I don't know.
PvP.
Blizzard. Arathi Blizzard. If you go search for that.
So a week.
It'll be there.
It's a week on the calendar. Okay. I'm here.
Cool. Okay. And then there's the Kirin Tor pub crawl that we wanted to do back in January. Ooh. Well, it's here on the 31st. So, yeah.
31st, Monday.
Should be the 31st, Monday, right?
Or your Monday.
On the 31st. Huh? It's on the 31st. So, I'm just going to stand here in a double swipe because I'm cool like that.
Okay, well, that'll be exciting because that was supposed to happen back in
January.
Okay.
31st.
Something.
That's when it. That's when it was the first time, and then it did not happen. Well, it did happen for EU or something like that, and then they quickly took it off because things were not working well, or something like that. Yeah. So, which is unfortunate. Okay. Yeah. That's it?
Question mark?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Come on, new pet. Or mount. Or both. Or something.
I just want the mount. Nope. Spot of Horde. Nope.
Ooh. Have I got that? No, I want it.
Nope. Here, come on and mount me.
Can I learn that? I can learn that. Oh, it won't let me. Oh, I got it anyway.
Well, you go okay. And click need on anything you need.
No, the agility one wouldn't let me need it, but I could greed it. I got it anyway, so that's cool.
Okay.
I think. Get it?
So that is pretty much all that was happening in WoW. Sometimes this works, sometimes it doesn't. So, I don't know. Like, sometimes I'm able to sneak past them.
It's because, you know, I've got a big bum. Look at it. Look at my butt.
The nice term is child bearing hips.
Right.
That's the nice term for it.
I'm undead. I can't do that, so.
Well, if you're undead, how do you have a big butt?
And that's what I'm saying. I don't, because you've actually got the big butt.
Yeah. Huge.
And we all start singing. Anyway.
Let me get on my...
Alright, what are we going to do?
We got to just... So, yeah, that's pretty much it for things and stuff, I guess.
Mm.
I just left you behind, did I? I did.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well. The usual. Stone just... stuff leader, just go for it.
Faster, harder.
There's the show title.
No. No.
Faster, harder.
Hey.
Ooh, I don't have that. Oh, I want that. Hang on. Robe of the Seer. Ooh, yes, please. I need to learn that one.
Oh, boy.
Okay, cool.
So, right. Our weeks.
Yeah.
What have you been doing in the World of Warcraft?
Well, I've not spent my whole time playing Challenge Tunes, so I have got some stuff to report. I actually spent three nights fishing.
Okay.
So I assumed you wanted me to go first, so I'm going first.
That's why I moved your part up, because
okay. I figured I'm not going to show that, so I'm just, you know, killing and looting. Mostly looting. You're doing the killing. So I was just tired, and I thought, oh, what have I not done for a bit? So yeah, I decided I would go and do a bit of fishing to get, you know, I'm working on obviously the legendary fishing pole and all of that goodness. So I needed, for my next trait, I needed 16,680, I think, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, and in two nights I had it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I've got, you know, leader's secret awesome fishing spot, so... I went over there and fished and fished and fished, which was good. It was actually quite good because I was getting low with damn Nomi and burning my fish. I decided, I needed to go over and, you know, get some fish anyway. So it's not too much of a problem. I spent, heaps. Like, literally heaps of stuff trying to just get everything done. So, it was kind of cool. I got the point. I put the point in. What did I not have? Oh, I didn't have water walking. The water walking one.
Oh, for fishing. So, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd been putting points into the various fish, because when you get up to 3 points in them, you get the barrel. You don't have to fish the pool. A lot of times you'll get the instant barrel, which gives you everything from the pool, which, yeah, you know, makes it faster, which is good. So, I'd been putting that in that. But I thought, oh, no, I had enough to get the water walking. So I thought, well, I'll get the water walking. Oh, my God, it's so good. Because I've got the raft. Like, I've got the raft, and the raft is such a pain in the patootie a lot of time. that I ended up, I was just like, oh no, this is so much better. Because if I've got the fishing pole equipped, I just walk everywhere. And because I've got like lesser, I've got the points in, I'm bringing some bats because, you know, that's what I do.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I jumped on the wrong thing. Of course I did, you know. I was like being able to walk past mobs, and it was quite good. I was doing quite good. I was happy with that. And then I started working on the next trait, which needs, oh, don't die.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I'm talking about me, because I'm
too busy talking.
I'm talking. I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing. Stupid turtles.
Yep.
Stupid turtles.
This is going to be fun.
And stupid turtles. Go away, turtles.
Kill the boss harder. Like, hard. Go hard. There we go.
I don't have... they're pretty.
Ooh,
oy. Ooh. I like this, because I'm getting transmog stuff.
Get some transmog. Oh, okay, I added... I clicked need on one of them, because, even though I don't transmog, but you can't use this one anyway, so...
It's okay. All right. So, yeah, so my next point that I've got to put in is 18,860 like or something.
Seems ridiculous for fishing.
I'm already up to 11,000.
But you're getting 50 per rare fish that you fish up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So for the rares, you throw it back in, you get 50 artifact power for the weapon. So it's a lot of fishing. Like, it is a lot of fishing. But at the same stage, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
To call a metric crap ton of fishing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But, you know, it's relaxing. It's all good. So I'm just slowly making my way through stuff. And, ooh. Rocky Horror. I gotta kill him.
Yep. We just got the quest, so, yeah.
Yeah. So that's been good. I've really enjoyed that. Just, you know, not having to concentrate too much. Just chill out fishing. And then
It kind of sounds like Bloodthirsty. Don't have to think about things too much. You just go and...
It's just fishing. Like, it's just relaxing. That's what it is. I mean, I've always loved fishing, so it's just things I like to do. So I did world quests. So we got the weekly thing. Quest was do the 20 world quests. So again, you know, that was fine. I did it all last night, so I managed to, you know, that was okay. And that's it. The other time I have been on challenge tunes this week, of course, but it's mostly just been a lot of fishing. I just wanted to, you know, make a bit more of an impact on getting enough food so Nomi can burn it. Because, you know, on your Nomi. But I did. Oh, I forgot about. I didn't have a recipe. When I looked it up, I had to go and talk to some dude in... where was it? Over in Suramar.
Okay.
And he was the innkeeper in, you know, the people that you go and help, right, like towards the end of Suramar.
Yep.
The warrior fishing type people. And I could go there and he's like, here, have this recipe. Oh. And he's like, I just give you this recipe. I didn't have to buy it or anything. So I got rank 1. And then I was doing some Nomi stuff and I got rank 2. And I'm like, oh, okay. Sweet! So I still haven't got rank 3. But
that's, surf and turf stuff?
No, surf and turf I've got. That was easy enough. Yeah. This one was, I'd like, what's it, that one?
I don't know.
Hungry Magister, maybe?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think I bought that off of one of the guys. And the one where you are now called the, like, you're now the head of the town or something like that. But then you said, well, you guys should run it. I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, which I didn't even know until I, like, looked it up. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't even know I had to, you know, go and talk to that dude. So I'm still missing some, though, going by my cooking on the unlearned. I've got the Le BQ ribs.
Yep. Yes.
I've got to go and kill Myonex in Suramar. I don't know who that is, so I'm going to have to look that up. And to get the rank 1. And then there's a lavish Suramar feast, which apparently comes from Nomi anyway. Yeah, which is excellent
raid food
thing. Nomi's like a pain in the butt. And then the really weird thing is the roasted moon gray's tenderloin says that I haven't learnt it, which I know I have learnt because trust me, when I've got multiple accounts, I went over there, did that on the damn Draenei to get it, to then sell it on the auction house so Lita could have it. So I don't know why it's telling me that I don't have that.
I think you've gotten saying, confused. You have too many accounts.
No, never. Ooh, it's a dagger. I don't have that one, but I can't learn it. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Like, it's been a lot of, you know, just a lot of little things. But the fishing, I do love my fishing. So it was good to get back because I haven't fished for a couple of months. Mm. There's always so many things to do. Like, there is so many things to do. So it was nice to get back to them. How about you? What have you been up to?
What about your PvP?
Oh, you PvP, yeah. 30. Oh, forgot about that.
Jeez.
I did. 39?
I'm paying attention more to, like, gee. Squirrel. Oh, shiny.
I'm trying to follow you and not die. Hang on, we're coming up to stupid snails, and you know how much I love these snails and got killed last time.
What do you mean? You didn't get killed last time. What are you talking about?
Well, the time before. Remember, I ran into it.
And yeah, killed that me. Time. Yeah, but not last time. Don't try and blame me for stuff.
Oh, hang on, I'm stuck. So yeah, it's rank 39.
But
I still think I'm only level 1 or 2.
Teach 1 or 2, right? Well, you can check right now, right, on Lita, because you're on like. This is your main, right?
Yeah. It doesn't tell me. Why does it not tell me? It just says rank 39.
I'm
the thing.
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know. Ooh. Nearly walked into a snail. Stupid snail.
I would have laughed.
I know you would have. But yeah, so I thought that was, I mean, I don't know, how many ranks did we have this discussion? We probably did. How many ranks?
I think you're on level 2. That's just my, I think you've gotten your full level 1, and then now you're on rank 2. Sorry, you're on Tiege 2. I think that's where you're at.
Yeah, could be, but I mean, it's good. I just mostly dropped the Infernal. So, you know, It's getting there slowly. I'm coming. I'm trying to not walk into the stupid snails.
That's what she said.
How other than that?
That's a bit of a reach. All right.
Close to the edge of there.
Nah. All right. That's where it happens. It's okay. You'll be fine.
No, that's where I'd fall off, and then you'd laugh at me. So
I laugh at you anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
All the time.
So that's it. Cool. What about you? So tell me about your week. What have you been doing?
Not enough WoW to make me happy.
Okay.
Because, you know, I miss my WoW. So we're still... We did raids last night, and we can't get K J down. Nope, nothing.
Boop. Ooh, legs.
Boop.
I got legs. Boop. And a waist. Thank you. Ooh, and a staff. Ooh.
Have this? Doesn't say. Why doesn't it say I have this or not? Eh, whatever. Okay, let's go to, we're going to go all the way to the, what's his name? The other boss. Because there's a pet there I want to see if I can get. So we're going to go click the feather. So come over here and click the feather. And then off we go. Mm. And then up over into this part. We have two more bosses to kill. So basically, where are my notes? Okay. So, yeah, we can't quite get the last boss down, and it's really because folks are not spreading out to take the little maybe tears, and I can only do so much. Like, I can run over and all that. But we need everybody to spread out. It's more important to soak that versus killing the boss. Because we definitely have enough to kill him. So, and there goes my screen again. Okay. And, but it's like, so we're kind of going to go back on him tonight and see how that works. And see how that goes. We've killed the first boss on Heroic. Actually, we killed two bosses on Heroic. But we really want to get that last one on Normal first, if we can. Because we should be able to. It's just a matter of folks doing it. And what I like about the group, though, is that... You know, like, there are some folks that are like, what the hell? But, you know, they're not freaking out. I've seen in some other raid groups that I've been in, and it's, you know, we want to kill them, but we're not trying to be jerks and stuff. So, so besides that, I mean, the only raids that I've really done is this, and we did the mount run last week, and we're doing the mount run this week, and watch out for the thing, because you're gonna have to do the. I hope we won't have to do the maze. We shouldn't have to. So you need to blow this guy up with everything you got. Everything. Okay. So pull out your big guns. I don't want to have to get to the maze.
Okay, hang on. Sucks. Let me get MP out.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
So basically, the other thing that I did was that, you know, like you, you have your Infernal. I have my Frost Brood Wormling something or other. Basically what that, you know, and it basically lets us complete quests, right? Or complete world quests without us having to go there. And we can do it once every 18 hours, which is fine.
Yeah.
Get out of that. It'll fine. Okay, and so I was able to get... Oh, sweet. Apparently I've not done this on Heroic. Great. Okay, cool. And so I was able to get... Dol Sordun, which is the one that summons Dormheim. So now I only need Mission Accomplished, which is the PvP one in Azuna. And I need Dark Brule O, which is the one in High Mountain. So once and I need two of the Azuna one and five of the High Mountain ones. So I'm almost done. Like almost there. It's just now it seems like
so close.
I'm now waiting for them to spawn, and they don't seem to be spawning when I'm typically on. So I'm gonna have to really keep an eye out for it. That'll be one more PvP mount that I don't have to get. Speaking of PvP mounts, I was able to get another five more marks. Where are you? Are you in the thing? Yeah, okay. For this guy, especially because it's on hard or whatever, try and kill some of the blobs that are coming out and then get the buff. Only get five buffs and then that's it. I got another five marks of honor. So what that does is it gives me... I got the last PvP mount for Alliance, which is the Black War, which is the Black War L. So now I only need Horde ones. So I'm still gonna try and grab them on. Here we go. Why am I not transforming?
I don't know. Why are you not transforming?
Oh, there we go. Now I'm transforming. Boom. Now we can blow them up. Okay. Because I failed it. Because we're supposed to kill them without the transformations. But no, it doesn't matter, though. But that's just for the achievement. So if you go walk over the red pools up and then get five, then you'll be able to nuke him for more. So the other thing that I did, I'm not going to go for the other PvP mounts. I'm going to be going for, like, because those ones I need different tokens for them, and I don't know which ones those are. I think they're, like, ones where, like, I don't, why is it not showing whether or not I need the appearance? Okay, anyways, the pet didn't drop. So, well, that's that. There's pets that you can get that you need marks, and then there's the other ones, right? And I'm not going to bother with those other ones, because I think you actually have to, like, I think you need to beat certain things. I'm not sure. Anyways, I don't have those ones on my list, so I'm not going for them. I might if I complete everything, but the odds of me doing that is going to be slim.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just going to try and get my Horde ones, and there's the five or six that I still need on the Horde side. What else did I do? So speaking of mounts, they fixed this. So if you look on my screen, and I go to mounts, and I go to Death Charger. Basically, this is a mount that can only be ridden by my class, and I was never ever able to set this as a favorite ever. Now I can.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they fixed it. So it's like, now I can possibly ride it. Sorry. It won't let me mount it if I'm on another class, but at least I can include it in my list of favorites and have it pop up, which is really good. So they fixed it for this one, and they fixed it for the flying mount as well. So you could
potentially ride it on a flight path
on this character
from Dalaran. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But only on this class, right?
Oh, okay. All right.
But still, that's better than not being able to, because since they put this thing in where you're able to select your favorite mounts, I was never able to pick those two, because I would assume that they said, well, you can't do it because it's only for that class, and they didn't want to screw up the other classes, right? So, but they fixed it. So I can pick it when I'm on this class, and it can be added to my list, and we're all good. So
cool.
I'm very, very, very happy with that. The only other thing, to be honest, that happened was, I don't usually do mythics. Like, I don't do, like, the Mythic Plus, but every once in a while I do. And I think last lockout I did, I don't know, like, Mythic 8 or something. And
wow, okay.
No, it's easier than what it sounds. So, like, based on what I see with you, you should be able to be fine in there, too.
I haven't done any.
You should. Because if you do a Mythic Plus, the week at the next lockout, you get a chest, and the chest will pop up in your class order hall, and you should see it at all times. But if you didn't do the Mythic the week before, then you can't unlock it this week. So I went to go unlock it right before raid, and I picked up the instructor's fourth lesson, which is another legendary item.
Ooh,
which
nice.
Is, I don't know, like my sixth one. Wait, 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
My fifth one on that character. So, and it's one that's actually really good, because it lets me explode extra wounds, which with my class and spec is very good. I will take that anytime. I just would like to get a trinket to replace my on-use trinket, because I don't like on-use trinkets. It just takes an extra spot up. Blah. Blah.
Mm-hmm.
Do not like. And that, to be honest, besides that, I mean, my mount runs have been with you last week and now this week. Do you need the sparkly mount?
The sparkly mount?
From Gushan vaults.
But yeah, I'll do it later. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Because I mean, we could do that. We have some time. Oh, she's just gonna hearth anyway. So fun.
Well, my bag's full anyway, so I need to go vendor it. I can't vendor.
Bags are packed, and you're ready to go. No.
Yeah. And I was getting tired.
Getting tired.
The heat, like, now that the room's heated up, so it's like nice and cozy. So I'm like, sleepy time.
Because it was so cold at plus 10.
Yeah, it is. For me, yeah. I'm a fragile little petal now.
Oh, wow. A fragile little what?
Petal.
Oh. That's not what I heard.
Fragile little petal. That's what I said.
I heard pedo. I'm like, whoa.
No, petal.
Don't be bad. I'm not a weirdo. but, yeah, I've been... wingies. I'm assuming that's wing clip. Wing clip is wing. Mm-hmm. it's neat seeing guild chat, or not guild chat, but seeing people that I know in guild. What else? What else happened? I don't know. That's pretty much it. I did play D&D. We played at another person's house, and it kind of threw me off because I didn't have everything where I normally would. So I usually bring I usually bring my tablet with me, and I usually have another screen set up so that we can show a map of a city that we are in. And I don't know, it just felt off, but I think we're going to give it another go to back to their house again. But
okay.
Yeah.
How many of you playing?
We actually lost our fifth, so we're down to four, but four is actually okay. I'm fine with four. And the fights were tailored for five, but one sec. I actually think I might start getting sick now. I felt a tickle right in the back of my throat, so.
Oh, yuck. Yeah. Okay.
So I made everything set for five level two tunes, and because we lost our fifth, well, now it's down to four, and I'm like, well, let's see how things go. And I was thinking that they can still beat stuff. It's just going to be a little bit harder because now they're down to only one person that could heal, and she doesn't really heal. So she changed her spells around to be able to heal, and only on two occasions did somebody almost die, but they didn't die.
Okay. Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad. It definitely was more tough, and they had to use everything that they had to beat all of them because I threw a whole bunch of things at them. But they were able to kill things fairly quickly and figure things out. And I don't know what I'm going to do for them next week. I kind of planted some seeds of some things so that they could go into their things. It just depends on what they want to do, because I prefer to run my prefer to run my campaigns as open, so you can do anything you want, and I try not to railroad them because then you don't really have much of a choice, and there's I don't feel like it's as much fun. I actually liked, because I had things set up where I thought they would go a certain way and they didn't, and I was like, oh dang, so now I gotta think about how am I gonna deal with this, and you know, and okay, well, let's just go. And basically bypassed like stuff, and that's one of the reasons why I like to play, is that, you know, it keeps me up, it makes it fun for me when people play differently than what I expect.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's good fun. That sounds really exciting. Yeah. It's good that you can, you know, get together and be able to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Other than that, we're playing once a month with that group. So, yeah. But I think our next session is like August 18th or something. So it's like in 3 weeks and not 4 weeks. And one of our group's party members, his wife, may not be too happy that we're playing in 3 weeks and not 4 weeks. And it's like, yeah, but we're only going once a month. Like, we're not going to we're not going to play twice in this next month. We're only going to be playing once. So. It'll be okay, you know? And he's like, yeah, it should be okay. But I can tell he's going to be in for it. Like, man, I don't know. And then I play once a week with Carrie and the kids. Like, we all have a little group, and we play for about an hour or so, because that's pretty much all that the kids can do. Because they play for about an hour, then they're like, I want to go do something else. Okay. Because they're kids. Nice. So it's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, that's fun. That seems like really good fun. So I'm glad it'll be interesting to see what happens the next time then.
Yeah, and I mean,
see which way they're going to go.
That kind of takes me away from WoW a little bit in that, you know, I sit on the couch and make notes on where things will go and or what could happen and just make notes on everything that they could ask about so that I'm not trying to go find things out. And okay, like, I want things to make sense, right? So, you know, if they ask me, well, what was the tavern keeper's name here? Well, I will have that name like that versus me having to think of a name and then next, you know, time it could be a different name. Right? Yeah. Like, whoops, right? So it's like I like to plan and make sure everything's make sure that everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, and that sounds fair enough.
Yeah.
That's so. I mean, you want it to make sense.
Yeah.
You don't want to get down to, you know, the next month or the following month and someone asks you a question and you'd be like, It's a story. I mean, the story has to flow.
Well, and
even if you're only playing once a month, there's still that, you know, the journey, the adventure's got to flow, so.
Well, and, you know, and it's like WoW, where I like to make sure that the world moves and changes and you know, everything is not the same week after week after week. So, like in WoW, you know, things change, right? And that's just how it is. And that's also what makes the world feel, like, alive, right? So I have some things planned that people are going to, like, either move on or characters will pass on. And it will just advance some of the plot and all that. But it will also be that the world is not this place where everything is exact, is where everything is exactly the same over and over again. So, which is why I like WoW, because, I mean, yes, week to week, it's the same in game, but the difference is here is that whenever they come out with a new expansion, they like to change things up a bit. And it's just to show characters change and evolve. And I think that's one of the things why I like WoW as well, is that the characters are not just the same characters year after year after year. I mean, there is some cases of it, but for the most part, I think Blizzard tries to make it feel real.
Like,
real, right? You know, because we know it's a game, but, you know, try and make it feel like a real world.
Well, the story hits us in the feels more times than, you know, I think for, I wouldn't say all of us, but obviously for a lot of us, you know, you just think about Legion. How did Legion start? I think there was a lot of us that kind of went,
yep.
I know. I mean, yep. I know I cried at that cinematic. There was, like, literally, I was not bawling, but I had tears, you know, coming down my face, and I just sat there, and you just go, this is a game, but these are the feelings it invokes, because they've been on so many journeys with you over the years through things that's right. It there is a reaction and a feeling of playing a game that, and I think that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no.
And it's good that there are other games that can do that. D&D, was good fun. I mean, I was learning it when I was playing it with Ben and Steve, and I still, like, and with Wingy and Ash and that, and I still don't understand it fully, but it was good fun. I had good fun doing my little, you know, my little characters that I had, and
I mean, I'm kind of liking our group now, because my wife has played once in a while, so it doesn't really play a whole lot. And then the end, there's two folks that have never played, ever. Like, ever, ever. Yeah. So this is their first time. And then another person has played, I'd say not all the time, but they know of it and how, you know, to play and all this and that. And then there's me, where I played a lot. So, but I'm not used to the current fifth edition rules. So I'm trying, you know, to learn too. And it's a good group. I like it because everybody's not being a rules lawyer and all this and that. Because I know some folks that would be like, wow, if you, hold on, let me go pull out the player handbook. I mean, we try to stick with the rules as much as we can, but if we make the mistake, then we'll fix it for next week and we'll just go with what we've got, right? And we're not so hung up on the rules as rules if we're not sure, right? So.
Okay. So,
yeah.
No, sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good.
I really want to do a D&D session online. Really, really want to, but I don't think I have enough folks to do it. Or time. Or time. That's another thing. Time.
Time. Time. Yeah.
Time.
Time is always a problem. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay.
And speaking of which.
It's time. That's exactly right. It is time. Okay, so nothing else we need to discuss before we wrap this up?
Showing off my ashes of Alar. There
we go. Sure. You do
Maybe
that.
Maybe I'll show off my love rocket while you do your thing. Here we go.
Sure. Okay, well, thank you, chat room, for joining us. And we appreciate you guys dropping in and having a listen, so thank you. All right, so don't forget where you can check us out. Check out the website is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can email the show, which is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. And you can tweet us on the Twitters, which is @ADVAzeroth. We do have a Discord channel, which is tinyurl.com/AIA Discord. So feel free to jump in and say hi. If you'd like to, not a problem. Go for it. Don't forget, Twitch is where we are every Thursdays, 6 a.m. Stone's time, 8 p.m. my time. It is twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth. Stone.
Oh, I just had my first yawn.
Can we find you? I was trying to do it, so it worked out well. Which
is my first yawn of the show. Which is a good sign. So you can find me on Twitter. Yes, on Twitter at STONEGRASP. I was getting confused with Twitch for some reason. Sometimes I want to say Twitch deck, but it's Tweet deck that I use. Twitch deck. Yeah, that should be a thing where you have. Well, I know that there. Anyways, Okay, you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP. Like I'm grasping yours. Dones. And the Challenges podcast, which is Saturdays for me, Saturday nights for me, Sundays for you.
Yes.
Yay.
That's exactly right. We have much to talk about this week.
Oh, no.
Anyway, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And don't forget, check out Behind the Avatar. We'll be back this weekend.
Cool.
If everything goes accordingly. Yay. Yes, which should be good. And of course, yes, this podcast and the Wild Challenges podcast. Stone and I have some fun, which is always good. Thank you to everyone for the likes, the retweets, just for chat room. Thanks, guys and girls, for hanging out with us. And we do appreciate everyone that is listening to us as well. So you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, Google Play. So I hope everyone has a really good week. I'm counting down to holiday, so yay. That's my main thing. Just to get through the next week will be awesome. And, yeah, you have a good week. I hope Carrie feels better, and I hope you're not getting sick again, Stone. I hope you feel better.
I hope not, because if I am, I don't know, man. It's not going to be good times.
No. Okay. Well, other than that, thanks, everyone. Have a good week. Say goodbye, Stone.
Goodbye, Stone.
Bye, everyone.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.